Unit 8, Track 2, Visiting Parents. Alp works in Istanbul, but he spends his weekends in Silivri, his hometown. It's a small, quiet seaside town close to Istanbul where he works. He always looks forward to the weekends because he does not work. He is off. Last weekend, he woke up early, drove about 100 kilometers per hour and reached his parents' cottage at about 9 o'clock in the morning. When he opened the gate of the garden, his father was picking some tomatoes and cucumbers for breakfast. Their dog, Karabash, was jumping up and down and waving its tail as it was overjoyed to see him. He pat her on the head and then he hugged his father. Then they went into the house. His mum was cooking his favourite cheese omelette and setting the table when they entered the kitchen. She was overly happy to see him. They sat at the table and had a family breakfast. After breakfast, he went out for a stroll around the town. The sun was shining brightly and it was quite warm. He decided to visit the town centre first. As he was walking down the high street, he saw his old friend, Hussein. He was trying to change one of his car tyres because it went flat. He stopped to help him. An old couple were passing by and approached them to ask what happened. They were possibly coming from a supermarket because they were carrying a few bags in their hands. After they finished replacing the old tyre with the spare one, Hussein thanked Alp and drove off. So, Alp went on walking. When he reached the town centre, he went directly into the florists, the only florist in the town. Ali was spraying some plants with water. Alp said good day to him and ordered a nice bouquet of lilies for his mother. He sat on a chair and waited. Ali offered Alp tea, and they drank tea together. Then he took the bouquet and left. Then he went into the souvenir shop next to the post office to buy gifts for his mum and dad. He was thinking and looking at the items when the shop owner approached him. "Do you need any help?" the shop owner asked Alp. He showed Alp a beautiful tea set for his mum and a silver pocket watch for his dad. They were gorgeous and their prices were reasonable, so he bought them and left. He walked to the town park to sit on a bench and rest for a while. The park was very crowded as usual, and he watched the people around him. Two girls were playing hopscotch while their parents were sitting on a bench. A little boy was crying as he fell off his bike. An old man was sitting under a tree and reading his newspaper. Some boys were playing football on the grass. An old lady was feeding the birds with crumbs of bread and her husband was taking photographs. Two young black tourists were running around the park to keep healthy and fit. While Alp was watching people, he realized that he was missing his hometown more and more each day. He wished he could move back one day. After a short time, he went back home. When he arrived at home, his dad was sleeping on the sofa and his mum was watching a documentary about wildlife in Africa.